This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. What wonderful weather we've been having. Warm and sunny, and lots of chances to go down to the beach, or maybe a nice walk amongst the trees in the bush. The stories this week are called Emily's Rapunzel Hair. Now, I know two boys called Siggy and Jesse, whose mummy's called Emily, so maybe they'd like to share them. These stories with her. One day when Emily went to the shops with her dad, she saw Lucy Brown. Lucy Brown had long hair to her shoulders. Her hair was tied in two pigtails with blue ribbons. "You're a funny boy," Lucy Brown said to Emily.
"Me? I'm not a boy," said Emily. "I'm a girl. Look, I'm wearing a dress. Boys don't wear dresses."
"I think you're a boy," said Lucy Brown, "because you've got very short hair." "Boys have short hair. Girls have long hair." And she tossed her pigtails at Emily. Emily felt her hair with both hands. Oh, yes, it was short. It was far too short to have pigtails like Lucy Brown. That night, Emily's dad read a story about Rapunzel. Rapunzel had very long hair. "I want Rapunzel hair," said Emily. "I want Rapunzel's hair so long that I can have two pigtails like Emily," said to her dad. I actually would like them to be like Lucy Brown." Dad looked at Emily's hair. "Ooh, I think your hair's perfectly good as it is. But one of these days you could have Rapunzel hair. It does take time to grow. Could I have it tomorrow?" "That could be a bit soon," said Dad. "Could I have Rapunzel hair when Mummy has a new baby?" "Maybe. That wouldn't be very far away." Well, Emily folded her arms and screwed up her lips and frowned. "Oh, I do want to be Rapunzel now." "You might have to wait until a new baby is big enough to walk before you have Rapunzel hair." He tucked Emily into the bed, gave her a big bear hug. The next day, Emily's mum took her to the shops to buy a new pair of red tights. The woman behind the counter had very red, long hair. "Have you got Rapunzel hair?" Emily told the woman. She looked quite pleased. And then when Mum took Emily to the fruit shop, Emily said to Mr. Marcos, "Do you know I'm going to grow my hair? I'm going to be having a long, 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 long and lots of hair, just like Rapunzel." "Well, that's good," said Mr. Marcos. "Then I could come to your window and shout, 'Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.'" Emily thought that was very funny. Then Emily told the ducks at the lake about her Rapunzel hair, and the ducks listened and went quack, quack, quack. Emily poked her face right into her mummy. "Do you know, when your baby arrives, my hair's going to be very long," she said. Mummy found a photo of a small girl with hardly any hair. "Do you know who that is?" Mummy said. Emily didn't know. "Well, it's not Rapunzel and it's not Aunt Jenny." "Well, who is it then?" "Well," said Emily, "I just can't think." "Well," said Mummy, "it had such long hair, this person, that you could almost touch the floor with it. Yours will grow one day. Look, here's another photo, and there was Auntie Jenny's hair. Now go and put your tights on, and we'll go and have a play." Emily took the new tights into her room. She had a tea party with her very special friends, Fluffy Bear, Mrs. Clown, Charlotte, Edward, Hoppy the Frog and Isabel. Now one day I'm going to have Rapunzel here, she told them all. Then she began to think. She thought about Auntie Jenny's hair, which was very long by the time the second photograph had been shared. She thought about the woman in the shop with her long red hair. And Emily put the tights on. She put them on her head and looked into the mirror. And there she saw beautiful long red hair, just like Rapunzel. And she was very, very happy. And she didn't worry how long her own hair would grow, because as far as she was concerned, her tights had turned into Rapunzel's hair, and she was so happy. And everybody smiled. Emily just loved her long red hair. She wore it all the time, so much so that Mummy had to try and almost sneak into her bedroom when she was asleep, find her tights, pop them in the washing machine, dry them and slip them back at the end of her bed before she woke up. It wasn't too far away when Mummy had a baby boy, and his name was Jacob. Jacob grew very quickly, but Emily's hair was very slow at growing. One day it was time to go shopping. I think we'll catch the bus today, said Mummy. I don't know if I want to go on the bus, said Emily. I don't really know if I like them very much. Well, it's a long way to walk to the shops, and we don't have a car at the moment. Well, what could we do instead of walking? We could run. I don't think so. Not with Jacob in the pushchair. Well, we could hop like a kangaroo. No, I don't think so, dear. We'll just catch the bus and it'll be fine. I'll help you on. You'll be fine. There's nothing to be frightened of about a bus. The bus came along. The man lowered the step. And Emily's mum pushed Jacob up through the pushchair, and Emily followed. In fact, she actually helped Mum because it was a bit hard. They looked for a seat and found one right up the front where the pushchair could be and Jacob could sit. Then a girl who had long hair right down to her shoulders said, "Hello, Emily. Have you got Rapunzel hair?" Emily looked. "Yes, I do have Rapunzel hair. When my baby brother was born, I was told it would grow very fast, and it has. And I'm going to have two pigtails with my real hair. But at the moment, I'm wearing a wig. I'm wearing my red hair." Everybody smiled at Emily as she looked so beautiful with her tights on her head and her pigtails, which of course were the legs of her funny little tights that she'd bought. "Well, this is fun," said Mummy as she looked out of the window. Everybody looked and said, "Wow, it's going quite fast, the bus today. That's because no one's stopping to get off." Jacob started to get a bit twitchy, so Emily sang, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the clouds so high, like a tea tray in the sky." Then the little girl who'd asked Emily if her hair was growing, who was such a lovely little friend, said, "Why don't we sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Daddy Bought a Motor Car, Push the Button to Make It Go. Bar, bar, black sheep, off we go." "Oh, that's funny," said Emily. "How about we change the song to Polly Put the Kettle On, or Old MacDonald Had a Farm?" And before long, they were singing all the way on the bus. And Emily forgot why she was nervous travelling. There were quite a lot of old people on the bus. And one elderly lady said, "I haven't heard those nursery rhymes for such a long time. Can you sing them again?" So Emily and her newfound friend from the bus sang them again. "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Daddy bought a motor car. Push the button, make it go." Oh, everybody said, that's so funny. And before long, before they'd even turned the corner to go down the high street where all the shops were, everyone on the bus was singing, even the driver. Mummy couldn't believe it. She looked down and Jacob had gone sound asleep in the pushchair. Soon it was time for the bus to stop and everybody getting off to go to the shops. The little girl said, it's been fun today. I hope I meet you again on the bus. And Emily said, so do I. I'm not sure when we'll catch it again. But maybe, maybe we'll be able to sing a song. When Mummy got off with the pushchair and Emily held on tight to make sure that nothing was coming as they crossed the main road, Mummy said, well, that was fun, Emily. And did you find it enjoyable? Yes, said Emily, I really did. And as they walked along, they sang The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round. Well, said Emily, I like the bus and I hope I meet that girl again. We had a good sing-song, didn't we? Yes, you did. I think when we get home, we should find out some of those old nursery rhymes. I wonder if other people sing nursery rhymes when they're on the bus. I don't know, said Mummy. But I think Jacob enjoyed them, so much so, he went sound asleep. Well, that was fun, said Emily. Welcome to Pick a Tale. Do you know there's lots of wonderful stories from a big continent called Africa? And within Africa, there are hundreds of countries. And within the countries, there are cities. So you can have a country, very much so, but their stories can be different from one place to the other. This story is how the giraffe became a giraffe. Because a very long time ago, there lived a beautiful creature called a golden antelope. But he wasn't very happy, because he wasn't very big, and he wasn't very strong, and he couldn't run very fast. One day, the little golden antelope saw a cheetah sitting high on a rock. The cheetah was about to pounce on a man walking below. The man's going to become the cheetah's dinner, said the antelope. Oh my goodness, that would be terrible. And so the antelope very bravely, quickly ran past the man, flapped his short tail up and down. The man turned round and saw the cheetah. He jumped up and down and waved his arms and the cheetah ran away. And the man was so thankful to the antelope. Thank you for saving my life, said the man. What could I do for you? What would you like to wish for, most of all? Well, I'd like to be big and strong, said the antelope. I'd like to have horns or a swishing tail. Well, I have a magic powers in my magic bag, said the man, and I'm sure I could do something very quickly for you. Suddenly the antelope found himself growing. His body grew larger and his short flapping tail became a long swishing one. And he had horns on his head. Oh boy, said the antelope as he walked through the jungle. Won't the other animals be jealous of me? The antelope was very happy with his big strong body and his long tail and his two horns. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. The antelope was very happy with his long, strong body, his long tail and his two horns. But when he tried to run away from people, it was just slowed him down. Oh, I just need long legs, said the antelope. So the antelope went in search for the man with the magic powers. He found him sitting by the river. Can you remember me? Said the antelope. Oh, my goodness me. How are you getting on with your new body? Not very well. I can't seem to run very fast. And some people who don't like me are chasing me and I have to hide. Let me see if I can help you. I'll get my magic bag. and I'll make your legs nice and long so you can run fast. And that's exactly what happened. Not only did his legs grow long, but so did his neck. He grew and grew and grew, and his horns became almost invisible. "Oh gosh," said the antelope, "I can run really fast now, and I can reach juicy, lovely leaves." And for a while he was happy. His body was nice and golden. He could reach up amongst the trees and eat. But then the antelope said, "Oh my goodness, I stand out a lot. Maybe I need something to colour me. Not all of me, but maybe just something." He went down to the river, and there was the lovely man again, fishing. "Oh, you're looking well," said the man. "Yes, I am," said the antelope. "You don't sound very happy." "Well, I was just wondering if I could change colour." "Oh, I don't know about that," said the man. "You look pretty good to me." "Perhaps if I just had a few brown patches," said the antelope, "I could be quite different." The man laughed and said, "Well, this has to be the very last time that I use my magic powers on you." And soon, when the large, long-legged, long-necked antelope looked down, he had brown patches all over him. "Oh, this will be good. I can hide in the trees and no one will see me." And that's exactly what happened. And then one day he was walking along and he saw some antelopes. Remembering he was an antelope once, but of course he didn't look a bit like antelope now. "Well, I think I have to change myself completely. I might even have to get a new name. I wonder what I could be called if I'm not an antelope, because now I have a long neck, brown patches, long legs, and I can run really fast, and I'm very excited." And then he said to himself, "All I need is one more wish from the man." But by now the man was quite old. "I don't really have much more magic in my pouch," he said. "I think you look wonderful as you are." And then the antelope said, "I think I need a new name." "Whoa, grrr," said the man, feeling a little bit grumpy. "That sounds a great name," said the antelope. "Giraffe. I like that name." The man laughed and said, "You are a funny fellow, but I think you're really amazing now, and I'm really proud of what the magic has done for you. I think you're going to have one more wonderful wish, but I'm not going to tell you what it is." Giraffe was quite happy, but in a way a little bit lonely. He went back to the river, but the man had gone. The trees were slowly losing their leaves, so he had to move on to another place. As he was reaching up right into a tall branch, he saw a pair of eyes staring at him. "My goodness me, who are you?" said the giraffe. And suddenly the leaves parted and the branches swayed, and there, to his utter amazement, was another giraffe. And the giraffes just became more and more and more. And they are really the most beautiful, beautiful, elegant animals that you have ever seen. And I think if you could get to a zoo, you might see some beautiful giraffes reaching up for those leaves. And you might even see the magic man. But I'm not sure about that. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. Welcome to Pick a Tale. Have you ever wondered if a bear had a tail? Well, maybe they did long ago. This is a story that's a little bit cheeky about a fox who was just a bit of a sly fellow. That's why often you see stories about the sly fox. Well, this is a story about Bear, and a rather sad story in a way. One winter's day, a hungry fox saw a cart filled with fish. "I'd like some of those," said the hungry fox. So he managed, without the cart stopping, to jump up on it, pick up 5 fish, throw them over the top, and then he jumped off, and the cart went on its way. He had just finished eating 4 of the fish when a large bear came along. "I love fish," said the bear. "How did you get those? Could you spare one for me?" But the fox wasn't prepared to share, and he gobbled it up really fast. "Sorry, you're too late. I could show you, though, where you can catch fish." "Oh," said the bear, "that would be kind, but I don't have a hook or a line." "Ah, all you need is your tail." "Really?" said the bear. The fox took the bear a long way through the forest to where the water was very cold. "Oh," said the bear, "it's far too cold for me to get into here." "Let's go a bit further then," said the fox. "This is where the river freezes, and you can walk on it." "Really?" said the bear. "I don't know that." They walked further up the river, and Fox was right. It was so cold, because it was actually coming from the mountain, that it was frozen in some parts. And there was a tiny little hole. It was an ice hole. "Look," said the fox, "this is where I get my fish. If you haven't got a hook, just pop your tail down into it. The fish will grab it, and then you flick your tail and you've got your fish. But you have to be very quiet and still, and you mustn't move if you can help it." "I can do that," said the bear. He sat down and put his tail through the hole, and the fox seemed to disappear. "Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I'm really hungry. In fact, I'm very, very hungry, and I'm really, really cold. In fact, my tail is feeling so cold, I can hardly feel it. I wonder if I've caught a fish yet." Then the fox came along. "Have you caught anything yet?" "No, I'm very hungry, and I'm very cold, so I think I'm going to move."
"Well, no, just wait a bit longer. You might get more than one fish on your tail."
Well, the bear was very cold and very hungry, but then he decided maybe he could fall asleep for just a little while, because bears love to sleep, you know.
But then the fox came back again. "Have you caught any fish yet?"
"No, I haven't," said the bear. "And then I'm not going to stay here any longer."
But when he tried to pull, he tried to find his tail. He pulled it and pulled it, but it was stuck so hard in the ice that when he gave a great big tug, the tail stayed behind. The fox just laughed, and Bear knew that he'd been mean and nasty to him.
"Oh, oh, I've lost my tail," said the bear.
"Oh dear," said the fox. "I'm very sorry to see that." And then Bear realised that the fox had tricked him.
Just then a hunter came into sight. "Hurry, Bear, or your hunter might shoot you." So the bear did run very fast and left his tail in the ice. The fox ran back into the forest. Poor Bear. He never saw his tail again. And from that day on, bears never used their tails. In fact, they were born without them. But they used their paws to catch the fish. They'd stand on a rock, and as the fish came by, they would swipe them up much faster than a fox. And you know, from that day on, bears never liked foxes. And if ever they saw them, foxes had to run very hard and very fast to get away. I hope you've enjoyed those tales today. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com. www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.